3, 2, 1. I am coming to you from the car in the 6th hour of the morning, and I have been thinking a lot this morning and originally wanted to do something specific for this episode, and then I got a download. And when I refer to downloads, what I'm referring to is just a completed thought in my brain that I believe came from divinity and God, and it's just that jolt of inspiration. And sometimes when it comes to poetry for me, it comes as this like lingering line, and I'll tell you what that line was for me this morning, and I'll give you some context on, as to why I'm talking about this. So this morning I woke up and was doing some journaling and then went on Instagram, which I usually don't do in the morning, and I saw a photo of this wonderful woman who is really funny, who had posted a photo without the hijab, which usually means that that person has decided not to wear it in public anymore, whatever. And I got this feeling in my heart of familiarity, of solidarity, of love, of sadness, because as someone who chooses to wear the hijab and knows how hard it is every single day and knows how much I think about it every single day and how much I talk to my sisters or my family about it, and just and constantly trying to take it back, like take this choice back. And I feel like a little bit emotional. So I recently kind of had this breakthrough or this other download that I got about myself choosing to wear the hijab and where it came from, or giving love to that person, that 15, 16 year old me who put it on after swearing she would never put it on. And I just have so much compassion for all those versions of myself and all those versions of everyone else, because there are so many versions. And the realization that I had was that this feeling that I had, this pang, whatever it was, wasn't mine. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for me to have. Because when someone makes a choice that is so private and personal, it's none of our business. And it wasn't even a feeling of judgment. It was just a feeling like someone's choice impacted my feelings, like made me have a feeling. And I had to question that immediately and ask myself, well, why? This doesn't belong to you. This isn't about you. And then I thought about all of the people, and I did the thing where I read the comments on the post, and I see so much love and support, and so many people who were asking questions, who were demanding answers, and felt entitled to answers. And I just whispered and I said, I love you. And I just kept hearing I love you over and over and over again in my head. And I heard to the person who decided not to show up with hijab today, I love you. And I was in the shower when I got this line. And when I used to write poetry, I would always have my first line in the shower. So that happened. And I got in the car where I am now, driving through the mountains, and decided to write. Obviously not while I'm driving. Adam's driving. And this is what came out. To the person who decided not to show up with the hijab today, I love you. To the woman who shamed this person for this choice, I love you. To the one who carries guilt for mastering the double life, I love you. To the one who resents us for choosing how to dress, I love you. To the one who swore she would never put it on, I love you. To the ones in France who wear it out of resistance even when it gets so freaking tiring, I love you. To the ones in Iran and Saudi who resist without it, I love you. To the one who feels like she can't have a bad day if she's wearing it, I love you. To the one who misses bathing suits and sports bras, I love you. To the public hijabi who, quote, took it off and spent months thinking about the backlash, I love you. To the mother in the comments making it about her and her daughters, I love you. To the one in the comments cheering her on because you needed that encouragement for your own choice, I love you. To the white woman who wears hijab as solidarity to the airport, I love you. To the black woman who taught us pride with our choice, I love you. To the young girl who tunes out the societal pressure and yet internalizes the need to please, I love you. To the one who just got back from their lover and carries guilt of sharing her hair with them, I love you. To the one who put on a bikini first after taking it off, I freaking love you. To the girl who hesitated in the mirror asking herself, WTF am I doing, and did it anyway, I love you. To the one who knows nothing but to shame and to be shamed, I love you. To the person who wants to put on the hijab and fears their family's judgment or hatred, I love you. To the kid in the beanie, I love you. To the comedian who makes a joke about taking her hijab off before doing so in order to keep her narrative in her own hands, I love you. To the one who felt sad when you saw her first, to the one who felt sad when you saw her first Instagram post, I love you. To the girl who put it on young and regrets it now, I love you. To the one who knows nothing else, I love you. To the ones having a great hair day today, I love you. To the one who was assaulted with it on and to the one who was assaulted without it on, I love you. To the one who realized someone else's choice was never any of their business, I love you. To the one who told us to wear it right or take it off, I love you. To the one who tried to rip it off our head, I love you. To the one who secretly took a picture of her without her hijab on, I love you. To the one who worries about being in a photo without it on, I love you. To the one with a fresh haircut, I love you. To the one whose period brought them anxiety, I love you. To the one who loves posting thirst traps with or without it on, I love you. To the one who ties her value to how she clothes herself, I love you. To the part-timer, I love you. To the little sister who wore it before the big sister, I love you. To the one anxious about if she's doing it right, I love you. To the one who beams with joy and pride over choosing to wear it every single day, I love you. To the one who doesn't feel worthy to, I love you. To the one who wears it in the club, I love you. To the one who wears it on Eid, I love you. To the one who admires it from afar, I love you. I love you. Deep love, soul love, heart love. I love you. You are so perfect, so worthy, so supported. You are a part of me and I am a part of you. And this choice of showing up as yourself every single day is all we could ever hope for. That is it. Nothing more. Please never think about me or consider me in choosing what you put on. I love you. Do not worry about how I'll feel or react. It was never about me. I love you. I know we have let you down, making private choices a matter of public opinion, and we will do better. We will mind our own and send you love from afar. I will never make my bar your bar. I feel relief knowing I have less to worry about anyway, because all that energy can be used for loving on my own self a little more every day.